First and 10, play fake by Mayfield. Wants to throw, Jared flushes it to the right. Now going to send it down the field, it's caught. Rashad Higgins, touchdown. This is Johnson, now they're going to throw it back toward Mayfield, intercepted, Trufant. Desmond Trufant down the far sideline. Or KZ, beg your pardon, it is DeMonte KZ who made the interception. Ryan, a quick throw, this is Jones, and he is in for the Atlanta touchdown. Mayfield from under center, play fake. Fakes the reverse to Callaway, now going to throw. Here's Chubb at the five on the pass, touchdown. Matt is flushed, throws up the field. That's Sanu at the 40, and Muhammad back to the 41. The ball came loose, and Cleveland has it. Two to the right, they shoot it middle of the field. Duke Johnson, touchdown. Third touchdown pass of the day for Baker Mayfield. Mayfield under center, Chubb stands up as the back. They'll hand it to him at the right side. He'll fire through on the cut, 20-25. Chubb 35-40, breaks midfield, and Nick Chubb will take it to the house, 92 yards. Here's the fourth and goal snap.
They're coming.
Here's the blitz, Ryan giving ground, gonna loop it for Hooper, makes the catch, touchdown. He got in that time, Matt looks, pumps, now comes back, and he'll be sacked. The ball is loose, and Garland had it momentarily and eventually recovered by Jamie Collins. The Browns win 28-16.
To be honest, we didn't come out with the energy we've been coming out with the past couple weeks, you know, and I feel like it was one of those situations where, like, as a team, we were just like, it's the Cleveland Browns, and we didn't take them serious. You know, it's the NFL, and every week is championship week, and today we just didn't get it done.
Devondre Campbell's comments, and we'll have more of the Campbell comments for you in just a moment about not taking them seriously, and they didn't get it done, and that's exactly what happened in Cleveland yesterday. Welcome back to a Falcons Monday where the Cleveland Browns beat the Falcons 28-16. John and Hugh at the Kia Studios as we break down what is a very disappointing loss. And I know a lot of fans, Hugh, are saying, and rightfully so, that's it, I'm out, season's over, you're 4-5. Fact remains, though, that they aren't out of it. They are still in eighth place in the East, and if they get hot again, but boy, I tell you what, this loss here, if they don't make the playoffs, there's going to be a lot of disappointing moments in the season, but this may reign supreme.
Boy, I mean, it's man, I tend to, this is me personally, when people are upset, especially about their football team, and they tend to rant, I just kind of let them go because I know it's emotional. Because for me personally, I'm still kind of unpacking it. As a matter of fact, I'm still unpacking this game because I don't know how I feel about it. I'm kind of torn because I don't understand how you could go into a game and knowing what we know about the Cleveland Browns, knowing that they're a desperate team, knowing that you are somewhat of a desperate team to salvage a season, that you can overlook anybody. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. But at the same time, John, I try to be fair because there were some mean and harsh things being said on Twitter yesterday about everybody. And a Trufant took a lot of the brunt yesterday. On my Twitter feed, Coach Sark took a lot of the front, which I thought was kind of odd because this is a man just a week ago. It was all good just a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was being heralded as, you know, everything is starting to come together. You have games like this in the NFL. It happens. It's just that you knew Cleveland was going to come out and they were going to throw things at you that you potentially have not seen. But it felt like all day, like they kept Atlanta off kilter for whatever reason, with the execution, the pass rush, everything. And you're talking about a team that has been decimated with injuries the same way that the Atlanta Falcons have been decimated injuries with injuries. It's one of those things where you look at, and I'm still, again, I'm still unpacking it this morning. I think this team can still make some noise. It's just disappointing when you see them play the way that they play. When they did, like, when you talk about the weeks, John, of piecemealing this thing together, getting it back together, fighting the way that they've been fighting with so many different personnel groupings and everything, and to have it go the way that it went, it's one of those things, man. It's just like ripping your heart out your chest, for real.
The reaction on Twitter, and if you're there for the ratio, you understand that that context. The reaction on Twitter at 929 The Game about our question of the day: what was the biggest factor in the Falcons' loss to the Browns? Was it third down, red zone woes? How can you not get it in from the half stinking yard line?
Well, when they did the shotgun on third down, done.
Yeah,
you already shotgun. Knew it was done. If you're going in shotgun, then you're done. You should have just ran the ball.
You're in shotgun,
times.
Right?
Right. Run it.
And by the way, there was an open lane for Ryan to step through to score.
Well, he was also at the 6 yard line. I mean, you just never know what a defensive player is going to do. I know everyone saw the lane, but you don't know what a defensive player.
Yeah,
is going to do.
Yeah, I know that, but that's kind of
close up quick though.
I know. I mean, but when you're, you know, I mean, no offense there, but you go shotgun on fourth down from the 1/2 yard line and you target Eric Saubert. And I like Eric, but I mean, it's like you've got all these weapons at your disposal, and I don't mean to demean Eric Saubert. I'm just saying. You know, figure out something.
That's a bang bang play too, though.
I know.
I mean, like I said, it's a lot to unpack.
Yeah,
unpack. And it's easy for us to sit there in our easy chairs and recliners and look at that big old gaping hole and say, wait a minute, Ryan can make it through there, dude.
Yeah, he may not.
Man, listen. 6 yards. <He's> not, let me tell you, Ryan ain't that fast. He's that fast. And
that thing might have closed up pretty quick.
Things do close up pretty quick, John Fricky.
So you can vote for the third down red zone woes as one reason that they lost yesterday, or the biggest reason, the run defense. Nick Chubb, 176 yards, including the 92-yard rush. Lack of pass rush. Bruce Irvin didn't have much of an effect on the team, and nothing, I mean nothing, from the pass. Maybe one hurry from, Brooks Reed. That was about it, the strip from Brooks Reed. That was about the only time they even – you know, flustered. Baker Mayfield was 13-13 at one point.
Man, he was out there doing his thing. Listen, and I understand that nobody wants to hear this morning because of the outcome of the game. Baker Mayfield got a cannon, though. Baker Mayfield, he was throwing them out routes like, yeah. He was throwing them on frozen ropes. He has a cannon. I know nobody else wants to hear this morning. Cleveland Browns are going to be okay. If they get a head coach, they're gonna be okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're young. They're hungry. Man, they got some good pieces. They got some good pieces.
I still say Urban Meyer. I'm just telling you.
I don't think Urban Meyer's the right guy for that job.
I know he may not be the right guy. I'm just saying. I think that's what's gonna happen.
He might not be the right guy, but they're gonna hire him anyway.
Yep.
It'd be very Cleveland.
Yep. And 56% of the voters so far on our Twitter at 929 The Game. 56% are saying the team took the Browns too lightly. That is just.
Well, it's hard not to believe that when you got players saying it.
Man,
how do you wake up in the morning and say, ooh, it's cold outside, or it's just the Browns? I ain't got to bring my A game. we just in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. No, who does that?
I know.
Man, come on. And you're a dome team, and you know what the knock on dome teams is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they don't play well in the cold weather.
They don't play well against AFC teams either.
Oh, yeah, the AFC has kind of
1-9 in the last 10 games against the AFC, 0-3 against the North this year. All right, let's hear what the players had to say. Let's begin with Matt Ryan talking to Dave Archer in 1st and 10.
It's about our brotherhood, man, how tight we can get.
This is the 1st and 10 with Dave Archer and Matt Ryan on the home for our Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, Matt, this is one that'll stick in your craw for a little while. That just didn't work out for you today.
Yeah, disappointing. Obviously, did not play the way that we're capable of playing. Had some chances to get back into that game in the second half, and we just didn't make the plays. We didn't play well enough across the board. I didn't play well enough.
No, this is a defense that had given up a number of big plays, but it looked like they tried to try not to give up those plays, and subsequently didn't really come after you as much as maybe you anticipated, or did they come after you?
There was a little bit, but they played a lot of zone coverage and kept a lot of things in front, and our execution wasn't at a high enough level to be able to kind of matriculate down the field and then punch it in when we had our chances in the red area. So disappointing, but, you know, we've got to get back to work tomorrow and make sure that we play better next week.
You never know how the final part of the season is going to unfold, but it puts you in a situation where you guys got to play some of your best football down the stretch.
Absolutely. You know, as we get into the, you know, the second half and the, you know, final stretch of the season, in November and December is when you have to play your best football as a team. And today wasn't that for us, but we got to get back to work tomorrow and make sure that that's the case as we move forward.
Last thing for you, I got kind of frustrated on the broadcast. I felt like there were some times where you guys had opportunities for tempo to get the ball snapped, and for whatever, what was the excuse they weren't letting you snap the ball?
Yeah, we didn't substitute, so I was surprised a couple times that we weren't able to snap it, but I think they weren't in place to officiate at that time.
Okay. He's being very kind. I thought they screwed the game up. But thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Arch.
That was Arch with Ryan after the game. Yeah, and, you know, the officials not letting him go quickly is, a small issue to me. It's a side
issue.
Yeah,
that's one of the ones that, John, that's now you're just looking for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got your butt kicked.
Yep, and here's the bigger issue. Now, we're going to take Devondre Campbell. We've been playing cuts of it. We're going to give you the full interview. It's not very long, only is less than 2 minutes. This is Devondre with Dave. This is immediately after the game, and we want you to hear kind of the context here because Dave tries to ask him a question about the game, and Devondre goes right back to, instead of answering the question about the game, right back to some of his gripes about what this team didn't do yesterday or did or didn't do yesterday. So this is immediately after the game. This is Devondre Campbell in the locker room with Dave Archer.
Just to be honest, we didn't come out with energy. We've been coming out with the past couple weeks, you know. And, I feel like it was one of those situations where, like, as a team, we were just like, it's the Cleveland Browns and we didn't take them serious. You know, it's the NFL and every week is championship week. And today we just didn't get it done.
You guys sub a lot of people in on defense. I know there's a lot of conversation, a lot of communication has to happen in that situation. Did you get a couple unscouted looks that were a little bit different than you were prepared for?
Oh, they gave us a few unscouted looks, but we went to the sideline and made the adjustments necessary. But like I said, I think it was more of an energy thing. You know, like we just haven't came out. We didn't come out and play today the way we've been playing the past couple weeks.
So what's your message now to get ready for this next week of the Cowboys?
As a defense man, my message is just we got to really come out with some energy every single game. Like, we can't afford to take any steps back, and today we took a huge step back.
Huge step back. No energy. Didn't take them seriously. Man of mercy. It is a Falcons Monday powered by Xfinity. Xfinity X1 will change the way you experience TV. Hugh, step back. No energy. Didn't take them seriously. Man,
but that's what Coach Quinn said. And you know, shout out to Devondre Campbell, man. He was being honest. He was being forthright. He was just answering the question and how he felt. And that's raw emotion right after the game. But again, I ask, with everything on the line like it has been for you, how could that be the case? I mean, and he confirmed what I thought. They showed a lot of looks that they didn't see. They stayed in their first 15 because they were working so well. Every NFL team, John, you know, you're going into the game. Every game that I've ever been in, coach always tells you, before, hey, they're going to hit you with about 10 plays that you've never seen, the first 15. That's the plays where they're trying to get something cheap and they try to score early in the game. That's when you saw the first couple plays where Baker Mayfield walked away and they did the direct snap and everything. That's kind of like in the vein of what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to do the up-tempo. And the biggest thing that they did yesterday that I saw – they played keep away. They had the ball. It felt like they had ball control the whole time. They kept Matt Ryan off the field so that they wouldn't get any rhythm. You knew that was going to be the case. That's the case in every NFL game that I've ever been in. Going into that first 15, you might get hit in the mouth and you know, the team goes out. They might even score. But you settle down and you play good defense. Cleveland Browns did a great job of keeping that defense off balance all day. And I don't know if that was because of the way that they were running tempo or what. I don't know what it was, but they kept this defense off balance all day long.
Yeah, no pressure from the defensive line. I was disappointed, too, by how far off. Like, there was one third down play. There are a lot of plays in the game. The 92-yard run, the failure on fourth down and goal from the half-yard line. I mean, there are a lot of plays in the game that, that were not executed, but – you know, there was one third down play where Trufant was so far off the receiver, he's like behind the sticks. And the receiver just sat in the zone and got a first down. I'm like, go up and challenge him for crying out loud.
And I think, I just want to say this too. I think Desmond Trufant taking a little bit more heat than he should be taking. I know he hasn't played well in the last couple weeks, but come on, man. On that run with Chubb, that's a business decision. You ask anybody that ever played corner, you ain't about, listen, he was at a full head of steam. You don't want to do that.
Well, Falcons only scored touchdowns in two quarters yesterday, so but $50 off today and today only at Kauffman Tire. Kauffman Tire, the official tire retailer of the Atlanta Falcons. Find a retailer at kauffmantire.com. get back some of the latest around the NFL, where we stand.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Monday through Friday.
Swap things where you check your...
At the frickin' goal line!
We're gonna fill 5 hours of radio. You're gonna love it.
And all through the weekend.
Football is easy. Coaches make it hard.
Just let me be a man.
The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The National Football League enters the second half of the season, and now the playoff picture is starting to clear just a little bit. Welcome back to a Falcons Monday, brought to you by Xfinity. Xfinity X1 will change the way you experience TV. John and Hugh at the Kia Studios. Well, you know, a couple of things here. Number one, you know, if the Falcons don't end up, you know, turning this around, Hugh, and doing something with this season, and right now, of course, it doesn't look very good, which is being kind. But the one thing I cannot cotton is the idea of that smell invading my town in February. I can't have it. I mean, it just, I can't. I know.
Remember when I threw that out there and everybody was talking to me like I was crazy? About what was that, about AT? About 2-3 weeks ago I said that? I said, don't be
surprised.
I said last week. It was a prize. And I was like, they look good. They look good. It's not over yet. Let's not speak that into existence, John freaking.
Yeah, I know.
It's not over yet.
But boy, they did look good yesterday because they went to Cincinnati and they laid it on the Bengals.
The seventh false start of the year for the Saints pushes them back to the Bengals 7-yard line. Second down and goal from there. Fakes the handoff to Ingram. Breeze looks left. Has a man front pylon. Caught Mike Thomas. What a grab at the front pylon. Michael Thomas goes low right at the pylon. And a big score for the Saints on their opening drive. 7 yards from Drew Breeze.
All right, Swampers Tin Can Radio Network. I got to say that you have, that was the first of many. 51 What? Arthur?
Man. This is Swampers Tin Can Radio Network.
Just throw up that X.
Boy.
Man.
Boy. I tell you, you got to give him the props, man.
51.
Man, and without Dez Bryant, who's on IR now from the Achilles injury, and they're still, like, rolling, and they need a receiver. And Brandon Marshall's about to get a job. Because of that, because Dez is hurt.
So if they get a ring, does Dez get a ring?
Yep.
Yeah, he's on the team. Yeah.
Shout out to Brandon Marshall.
Let's hope they don't get a ring. Oh, please, Blue God. Okay, there's a God in heaven. So the Swampers win. They're at 8-1 because Carolina got worked in on Thursday night because the Falcons gagged in Cleveland and because Tampa Bay, which got all of 3 whole points, Tampa got 3 points at home yesterday, lost to the Redskins. Ryan Fitzpatrick
had like a million yards.
Had 406 yards passing, and they had 3 points because they fumbled in the red zone, threw 2 picks in the red zone, missed 2 field goals. I mean, it was just a comedy of errors, you know, and it does make you wonder who's going to get, you know, could Todd Bowles be fired today? Could Dirk Cutter be fired today? We've already had the one coach let go. I mean, I don't know, Hugh. I'm just going to look at this and say that I'm just asking the question. That's all. I'm not wishing anybody
no,
to get fired.
No, well, but I'm saying you got what you wanted this weekend. Somebody
exactly.
Got fired.
You got a coach fired this
well,
weekend.
Well, that's some. Yeah, darn right.
Oh, so now you want somebody to get fired?
Oh, him?
Just a few minutes ago.
I want him to have another motorcycle wreck. What are you talking about? Fired?
Which that's side of the nice, fence John. Are you going to be on today, John Freaky? That was pretty mean. that was pretty mean.
Well, you know, don't just leave a sticky note up in our locker room. Walk out on our. Dude was dead when he walked out of my team. Dead to me. Okay. You're dead to me.
Yeah, but you don't want him to die, like, for real.
No, I didn't say I wanted him to die.
You just said you wanted him to get another motorcycle.
Well, yeah, just say, have another hoorah on the back of his motorcycle. You can go back to Arkansas.
Hoorah? Oh, like my gosh, John Freaky, stop. Why?
That dude. Swappers are 8-1. Carolina now 6-3. Falcons 4-5. Tampa 3-5. And the Swampers are now putting some distance between themselves and the rest. And really, you start to think about it, and the Swampers are in the prime position to be the number one seed because they've beaten the Rams. Though the Rams right now have a better record because they played one more game than New Orleans has. Meantime, there's some of the other interesting things that took place in the NFL yesterday. The New England Patriots went down to Nashville, and this happened.
Mariota
with Lewis on his right hip. Davis motions to the left to join two other receivers on second and 14. Mariota fires deep left side. He's going for Davis in the end zone. Corey's got it. Touchdown! Titans as a penalty marker is thrown. But Davis with a great catch if it stands.
And it did stand, and that's all the Titans would need because the New England Patriots didn't turn the ball over. The New England Patriots only had four penalties in the game, and yet they only scored 10 points because the Tennessee defense put the kibosh and the stop down on Belly in the Hoodie.
Not a good day for us. We've got a lot of work to do here. A lot of football left to go. We just obviously didn't do much anything well today, so.
Yeah, everybody has a bad day. It was a bad day. Patriots got beat 34-10 on the road. That didn't happen very often, Hugh. Man.
Any given Sunday. This is the Atlanta Falcons. Any given Sunday.
What?
Was it too soon?
Yeah,
too
we were
soon?
Talking about the Patriots.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, any given Sunday. Is that too soon? All right, then, fine. I'm sorry.
It's not too soon.
I'm just saying, any given Sunday.
Just don't sneak.
Maybe they underestimated the Tennessee Titans. Since people underestimating folks on the weekend.
Yeah, well, the Patriots, by the way, the Titans are really starting to put themselves in a position where they can make a serious run at the playoffs. The Patriots drop to the 3 seed at the moment in the AFC. The Steelers go to the 2 seed ahead of the Patriots, but the number 1 seed, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Empty backfield, Mahomes. 3 eligible right, 2 left on 3rd and goal at the 14 of Arizona. Snap to Mahomes at his belt, sidestepping. Fires for the end zone. The pass is going to be caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. Tyreek Hill. But Patrick Mahomes now has set a Kansas City Chiefs record, bringing his own ice to the party. 31 touchdowns in a single season, breaking the record of Lenny the Cool Dawson 55 years ago.
Lenny the Cool Dawson. Yeah. Yeah, Pat Mahomes with a new team record for touchdown passes in a year. And the Chiefs win again. They are now 9-1, as are the Rams, who had to do this to win against Seattle.
In the shotgun, Russell Wilson has a waist-high snap. Pressure from his right. He rolls left. He pump fakes. He throws. A leaping attempt. No good. It's incomplete left side. He overshot Tyler Lockett, and the Rams will win it in Week 10, 36-31 to improve to 9-1.
So the Rams go to 9-1. Now the Rams played at home, so did USC. They both played in the Coliseum this weekend. The Hawks played at the Lakers last night as if nothing was going on around LA. There was some talk, Hugh, about Monday Night Football tonight, whether they would move the game. The fires that have been ravaging Southern California are. Have you been seeing this video?
Yes, I have, man. I've seen stories of celebrities losing their homes and things of that nature. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Kendall Jenner lost her home. And then, you know, you have others, you know. You know, Kendall Jenner, that's heartbreaking that she lost her home. But I think about, you know, Kendall's got enough money. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that lost their home. You know what? And they're not going to be able to rebuild those lives. And I'm not trying to take anything away. I mean, I feel bad for Kendall. Don't get me wrong. I mean, really awful.
I'm going to go ahead and lay out on that one. Okay. I mean, but of all the folks you talk about who's at home, you bring up Kendall Jenner. Jenner.
Well, she was just the one celebrity I know that lost her home. Yeah, I am sure there are others, though, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. A lot of them, man. There's a lot of people that lost their homes. But
yeah,
you had to bring up the Kardashians. Good job, John.
Well, we had 7-8 years ago when we had the Malibu fires when Suzanne Summers lost her home when it raced down through there. Because everybody says, you know, earthquakes, California. I keep telling you, no, it's fire.
It's fires all day.
It's unbelievable. Some of the video of people driving through these fires. Man.
Yeah, because there's no rain. It's not that's
what. Well, people don't realize that California is a desert.
That's what it is.
You know, they don't realize California is a desert.
Well, if you remember, during much of the Rams-Seahawks broadcast last night, they let us know that it was very close to both their practice facility as well as some other place where the practice facility and the team offices. And they said players could literally see the fires in the distance. And so it was heartbreaking. Among some of the celebrities who did lose their homes, Miley Cyrus, Neil Young, and Gerard Butler.
Wow. Yeah.
And Robin Thicke.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I that's the one I read. It was him and somebody else because they were neighbors or something that lost their homes. But, yeah, there's a lot of people lost their homes.
Yeah, I saw that, you know, the video, you know, some of the air video watching KABC and these people, you know, 10 guys with buckets, Hugh, in the pool of a home trying with a using buckets like it's 1810. You know, because
they're doing what they can. They're trying to save. They're trying to save their homes as much as they possibly can, man. And it's crazy. It's crazy that it seems like every year it has been every year that there has been wildfires in California every year around this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bananas.
So hopefully they and the last I heard, by the way, they're going to play Monday Night Football tonight. Of course, we'll have the game for you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game between these two. It's not much of a game. Giants and Niners. That's one of those games that on the schedule, Hugh, sounded like a good idea at the beginning of the year.
You know, to be fair, this could probably turn out to be one of the better games of the season. You just never know. You really don't. But it's just initially when you think about it and you start thinking about that Christmas list, because, oh, yes, we've gotten to the point now where we've bypassed Thanksgiving. We've went straight to Christmas. Like real talk, when you look at all everything that has been advertised on television, we've bypassed Thanksgiving. We went straight to Christmas. So, yeah, this could potentially be a good game, though.
Again, we will have coverage of the game, Giants and Niners, if you're interested. 7:30 pregame, kick at 8:15 tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A lot of stuff to recap from the weekend. Five Stripes are celebrating. What do they face now as they go to the Eastern Conference Finals? Ahead on a Falcons Monday with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Who wants a ring?
It's the greatest show on turf.
Championship mindset, let's go.
Be focused, get in there, and open a can, all right?
Championship right here, boy. Go.
And this season, it's in our own backyard. Keep listening as we bring you Super Bowl 53.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Joseph to the left of the ball, Almiron to the right. It's Almiron going for goal. Score! And Atlanta United has a trip to the Eastern Conference Final by the collar.
Mike Conney on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A late first half goal off a set piece by Miggy Almiron. But then Atlanta United gave up a goal later in that first half, and it got a little dicey for a while. United scores three goals, one on a PK by Joseph, another off a set piece by Miggy, and then run a play to put it away where Joseph scored his brace to make it a 3-1 win and a 4-1 aggregate over NYCFC and beat them both games in the Eastern Conference semifinals. The bad news for Atlanta United, New York Red Bulls rallied last night, beat up Columbus Crew, and so...
That's not bad news though, John. Let's speak this positively because I know that you know everybody's probably looking at it. Woke up this morning,
mm-hmm.
Well after the match last night, and found out that it was New York, the Red Bulls, and they were thinking, you know, our nemesis, the team that has kind of owned us for the whole season. Nah, don't look at it that way. Look at this as an opportunity for some get back. You got two games.
Okay.
And then you talk about it as far as this whole aggregate thing is concerned. Don't even let that come into play. Look like last night Atlanta United is poised to make a strong case against New York Red Bulls. So don't look at it like that. Look at it like, you know, hey, this is the matchup that we wanted to show everybody that, you know, the first two matches that we lost were a fluke.
Well, yeah, Red Bulls obviously have beaten Atlanta United. But I'll tell you this, kind of a couple things here. One is to the game. You need your stars to play well. I mean, Escobar had a bad minute and a half or so that really cost Atlanta United the goal that NYCFC scored, the foul, and then not marking his man on the free kick. But having said that, or not marking him well enough, I think that you needed your stars to play well. Joseph gets two goals. Miggy gets a goal. Miggy's energy. And then Brad Guzan made two phenomenal point-blank saves.
So you know what? I will say this. On my Twitter feed, nobody had complained about me seeing him standing on his head. So I guess that term applies in soccer
mm-hmm.
when the goalie has some great saves. So he was standing on his head.
So Atlanta United advances along to the Eastern Finals. Again, you'll play a game on the 25th, on Sunday the 25th. Now, remember, that'll be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Falcons don't play that day. They play on Thursday night down in the Swamp. Of Thanksgiving week, so Atlanta United will have, and I'm sure it'll be 70,000 seats. The tickets will be on sale for Red Bulls on the 25th. And then 4 days later, they'll play in New York at Red Bull Arena. And this is going to be a challenge. You would think that the winner of this is going to be the eventual champion. You can never know what's going to happen
in the title game.
But I think that
is going to be the case. I think when you look at the haven't looked at the other side of the bracket. But when you look at it, these are two of the better teams in MLS right now. And I think that you would have to pick either one. Whoever wins this game would potentially be the winner.
And the good news for Atlanta United is because even though they didn't get the supporters' shield in the East, they still outscored everybody in the West in terms of points. So if they do beat Red Bulls, the MLS Cup game will be here in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So whoever wins the East is going to host, either be at Red Bull Arena or Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And that'd be kind of cool to get that. And by the way, you should know if you're a Five Stripe fan that tomorrow night, the stoppage time live at Fadeau in Buckhead, it's the Buckhead Fadeau with Jason Longshore, Mike Conney, and Jimmy Vance from 7 to 8, which you have two options. You can go to Fadeau in Buckhead from 7 to 8 tomorrow night, or you can watch it on our Facebook page because we stream it live with the prize giveaways on site, the special guests and more. And they're certainly going to be talking about everything about Atlanta United and the Eastern Conference Finals coming up. That'll be at Fadeau tomorrow night from 7 to 8. Mike Conney will be part of the program. We'll talk to him in the 9 o'clock hour. So if you're back,
he's chomping at the bit, too.
Oh, man.
By the way, he's up already tweeting. You know what I mean? He's excited. So just get ready, folks, because Mike Conney will be on with us at, 9:20, John Freaky?
At 9:20 this morning. 9:20. Mike Conney talking about Atlanta United and New York Red Bulls in the Eastern Finals. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's good. I'm glad we had that moment yesterday because the Hawks took a heartbreaking loss where they just didn't box out LeBron James, and James was able to get a rebound on a shot after he missed two foul shots to dunk home a ball and give them the lead. And then the Hawks, Trae Young's a young guy. They come down with a chance down a point to win, and Trae runs the clock down and then drives the lane against Tyson Chandler and gets blocked.
I don't know. Like, Tyson got up on that one. I mean, but you got to see. You got to test it. I don't have an issue with him testing it. I just, it probably was a better option for a play, but hey, he's young and he's going to get better. But they were in that game. No question about it. They were in that game.
They were in the game, and they fall to 3-10 with three more games to go on the road trip, and all three are going to be brutally hard. Tomorrow night, Golden State. The next night, Denver. The next game is Denver after that. You know how good Denver is this year? Oh, yeah, Denver really good. And then at Indiana against Victor Oladipo, none of those are going to be easy before you get back home to face the Clippers a week from tonight. So
Clip show.
Yeah, the Clip show. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the Atlanta Hawks. But, of course, a lot of it's been made about the Atlanta Falcons. And on our Twitter and Facebook, we're talking about the Falcons and Browns this morning. Our Twitter poll today, what it was the biggest factor in the Falcons' loss to the Browns, was it the third down or red zone woes? The Falcons were awful on third down. They were terrible in the red zone, especially from a half yard out. I kept hoping for a penalty to move them back because they couldn't get it in from a half yard out. Was it the run defense that gave up 211 yards, including a 92-yard jaunt by Nick Chubb?
don't mind me. I'm not laughing at the fact that he ran. I'm thinking about that whole sequence of plays when it happened. That I think I'm probably talk about in Hughes World, because I think we're gonna put people on the couch today, John. I think folks need to get on the couch today.
Okay.
Because we've been kind of talking about it, and because I'm still processing. I'm still seriously. I'm sitting here right now as we speak, and I'm still playing the game over in my head. I'm still thinking about that game and the fact the Eagles lost last night. But still, more so in the front of my brain is the fact that I'm trying to figure out, how did this happen the way that it happened?
And then the lack of pass rush is the third option. Bruce Irvin joining the team, but they didn't really get any pressure, save for one Brooks Reed rush on Baker Mayfield. And 51%, more than half, saying they took the Browns too lightly, and that's based a lot on Devondre Campbell's admission that, in fact, the Falcons didn't play with any injury. They took a step back, and they kind of maybe took the Browns too lightly, which is –
got you shaking your head a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Because you said it. I think your point is well taken, Hugh. You did everything to climb your rear end out of this hole. 1-4, you got beat up by Pittsburgh, and you battled your way back. You could talk about what it means, Tampa, Giants, Redskins, but you had three wins in a row. This could have been four. It could have led you to the Dallas game, and you do this.
Yeah.
Falcons Monday brought to you by Xfinity. Xfinity X1 will change the way you experience TV. When we get back in a moment, was a good weekend if you're a local fan for college football. Maybe not Georgia State, but everybody else had a pretty good weekend. And what it means for the national title race. We'll check in on that next on a Falcons Monday with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.